my pick for the best movie of 2015 is The Revenant. And it opens finally this week. It's already January, but it opened early enough in L.A. and New York so that it qualifies for awards. And that's a good thing because more than likely, Leonardo DiCaprio, he will not only be nominated, he will probably win the Oscar. He's been nominated 5 times before, and so this will be the time that he gets it. He plays Hugh Glass in this story that is based on a truth and also a book that was written by Michael Punk called The Revenant, A Novel of Revenge. In 1823, Hugh Glass, he was a fur trapper and veteran scout and was traveling with a group of trappers when they were attacked by the Arikara Indians. They were ambushed and about half of the trappers were killed. And the other survivors got away and carried their pelts on. They had some boats, and they got away that way. But they were in pretty bad shape. When they reached land, Glass was off by himself checking out the terrain, and he encounters a grizzly bear and her cubs. And this is the most brutally realistic and technically awe-inspiring sequence where this enraged, sharp-clawed grizzly mauls Glass until he is covered with blood and even has chunks of flesh missing. The thing that is so amazing about this is that it is so amazing. No one can figure out how they did it. It's not a person in a bear costume. It's not anything like that. But it is some kind of special effect that is so convincing. And it is done by last year's Academy Award winner for Best Director and Best Picture. His name is Alejandro González Iñárritu. And last year it was for Birdman, which was in an enclosed space in New York and a theater. So different from the great outdoors here in what is now South Dakota where this takes place. Anyway, Glass survives, but barely, and is left for dead by this mercenary who's a member of the hunting group called John Fitzgerald, and he's very well played by Tom Hardy. And he leaves Glass for dead in this very gripping saga about a man's relentless quest for survival and for vengeance. It's really long. It's 156 minutes. I never noticed that. It just flies by. It's like a thrill ride. So much stuff is happening so quickly that even though there's not tons of dialogue, there is constant action, and just amazing things continue to happen. Glass is pitted against hostile Indians and the merciless frigid conditions. Not only is this directed by last year's Best Picture winner, it's also the cinematography is done by Emmanuel Lubezki, who won the last 2 years. He won for Gravity, and then he won for Birdman. And this year, that's all anybody's talking about. This is his year for, again, probably to win the Oscar for The Revenant, which uses only natural light. And somehow that's so difficult because there's only a small amount of time during the day that actually they could film. So this ended up being nearly a year-long film shoot. Even the music is great. It's so original, different. It emphasizes the harsh conditions and this feeling of constant danger. And anyway, I can't recommend it enough. See The Revenant. Be ready to get cold and exhausted, but you'll experience it too.